Violent mood swings.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Every day this week, the Dow has either lost or gained about 200 points. It's fair to say investors are on edge. The price of oil has come down. That's been a positive. But most of the economic indicators still look pretty weak. And company profit reports, some of them have been very ugly. The Dow fell 205 points yesterday to 11,378. The S&P 500 dropped 16. The NASDAQ fell just a fraction, 4 points, to 2325. For July, the NASDAQ had the best month. The Dow wound up with a small gain. The S&P 500 fell 1%, though. Mixed results in Asia today. European shares are down 0.5% so far. Yahoo holds its annual shareholder meeting in San Jose today. The investor pirate Carl Icahn won't be attending. Icahn's been trying to take control of Yahoo's board. He wants the company sold to Microsoft or somebody. But he's backed off a bit and accepted board seats for himself and a couple friends. As for today's meeting, it should be interesting. From our entrepreneurship desk, Mitchell Hartman reports.
What's your search engine? I asked folks outside a public library in Portland, Oregon.
Google.
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 Not surprising, Yahoo's search engine is a distant second to Google. But when I ask where they go for news and information, Yahoo's right up there.
I do Yahoo.
New York Times.
CNN News and Yahoo News.
Yahoo's stock price has been languishing. It's well below where it should be, says Standard & Poor's Scott Kessler. He adds that the price is also well below what Microsoft offered in a bid rejected by Yahoo management. Still, Yahoo offers lots of value, starting with
500 million monthly users of its site. That is the largest global network of internet sites on the planet. Look, Yahoo is a leader, whether you think about email, whether you think about finance, whether you think about instant messaging.
Shareholders, including Carl Icahn, want Yahoo management to do something with all that market strength. Today in San Jose, there'll be no shortage of suggestions. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
It's hard to say what industry is getting the worst of it right now. You could definitely go with the banks, but how about the airlines? Today, British Airways said its profits were crushed last quarter by, you got it, a gigantic fuel bill. Howard Wealdon is an analyst at BGC Partners in London.
British Airways' fuel bill will be £3 billion sterling this year. That's up a whole £1 billion on last year. That's a massive, massive rise. Now, to adapt and change, one would have thought that it would be easy for them to just raise their fares and so on and so forth, but it just doesn't work like that. The industry is beset with problems.
But BA does plan to raise ticket prices and reduce capacity, just like everybody else.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act. And by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting efforts that help save lives lost from sudden cardiac arrest. More on SCA risks and response at suddencardiacarrest.org.
July car sales are due out today. And I feel like I've said this before, it could be the worst month in a long time. The outlook is grim everywhere, not just in Detroit. This morning, Nissan said profits fell 42% last quarter. Even Toyota has lowered its sales forecast. GM is trying to unload its brands. It's already sold Jaguar and Land Rover to the Indian company Tata. And now another Indian company is interested in Hummer. Mehul Srivastava is a reporter based in Delhi, India. Mehul, who is this Indian company wanting to buy Hummer?
Well, the company is called Mahindra & Mahindra, and it's the fourth largest tractor manufacturer in the world. But only a couple of years ago, it decided to break into the consumer car market here in India, and they introduced an SUV, and they've built a few trucks. In 2009, though, they want to break into the American truck and SUV market. They've got about 300 dealers lined up that they want to sell a small-sized truck and a hybrid SUV to the American market in.
Why does this Indian company think that it can sell Hummers in the U.S. when GM can't sell them in the U.S.?
You know, that's really quite unclear. Mahindra's interest in the American market has been quite clear, but to some extent it has to buy what's for sale, and the Hummer is the only thing that's left for sale right now because their competitor in India, Tata, bought out Jaguar and Land Rover. Mm-hmm. So in a way, they got to pick what they can.
All right. Is there a car market in India for these gigantic Hummers?
Absolutely not. The Hummer costs so much money that in India they'd be surprised if they sold more than a couple hundred a year.
And who is Mahindra competing with to try to land Hummer?
There's these two unnamed Russian and Chinese companies that were reported yesterday. Well, the Russian company would belong to a billionaire who's been trying to break into the car market. And we all know how interested the Chinese are in trying to get some kind of foothold in the U.S. car market, which, after all, is the biggest in the world.
And do we know what GM thinks about this deal with Mahindra if it goes through? I mean, do they like that idea?
Well, my understanding of the situation, speaking to people here in India and then a couple people in the U.S. at GM, is that if GM were to unload Hummer, it would be cash in the bank for them for a brand that has no future in the United States, not unless gas ever goes back to 99 cents a gallon. If they can sell this, that's money that they desperately need.
Do you have a sense of what Indian people think about these companies buying American brands?
Oh, there's quite a lot of excitement about this. Indian newspapers reported the news today with this huge headline, like the Indian global takeover. And I spoke to a woman in the market here today, and she had the whole sense of this is a chance for India to establish itself in the global marketplace.
I definitely think it means that our economy is growing and, you know, India is going to be a kind of superpower.
And yeah, it's certainly true that there's a lot of pride in the issue. But of course, if you look really closely at the deal, it isn't quite clear whether this is a winner for Mahindra. But buying a huge brand like Hummer from a company like GM is certainly a feather in their cap.
Okay, Mehul Srivastava in New Delhi. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in and have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.